in the limelight.
Throughout his time as U.S. Senator and Vice President, Joe Biden was notoriously pro-war. He's expected to surround himself with a cadre of right-wing hawks. Former third-ranking U.S. War Department official, its highest-ever ranking woman, co-founder of the Neoconservative Center for a New American Security, War of Terror backer Michelle Flourney is expected to be named Biden-Harris regime war secretary. According to Bloomberg News, on Sunday, 22nd of November, Tony Blinken, longtime Biden foreign policy advisor, is expected to be named as the incoming Secretary of State. Blinken, Flourney, and Joe Biden backed all U.S. new millennium preemptive wars on non-belligerent nations, threatening no one. Perpetual war under phony pretext of supporting world peace and stability appears to be taking shape as one of the centerpieces of the presumptive Biden-Harris geopolitical agenda. We're prepared for you an article written by Stephen Lenman, a Chicago-based author, research associate of the Center for Research on Globalization, and host of the Progressive Radio News Hour. The piece is titled Biden Surrounding Himself with a Cadre of Right-Wing Hawks. Please stay with us for more of Stephen Lenman's article. Throughout most of the Second World War period, permanent war on invented enemies has been official U.S. policy. Since Woodrow Wilson, the 28th President of the United States, involved this country in the First World War, Democrats have been notoriously more belligerent than Republicans. Bush the First, Bush the Second, and Dick Cheney, major exceptions. Unlike most other Democrats, Jack Kennedy, the 35th President of the United States, transformed himself from a warrior to a purported peacemaker. He opposed Pax Americana, or American imperialism, supported nuclear disarmament, normalization with Soviet Russia, and respect for Palestinian rights. For these and other reasons, the CIA eliminated him on 22nd of November 1963. Pro-war Lyndon Johnson replaced Kennedy. A decade of Southeast Asia quagmire followed. Throughout his time as U.S. Senator and Vice President, Joe Biden was notoriously pro-war. He's expected to surround himself with a cadre of right-wing hawks. Former third-ranking U.S. War Department official, its highest-ever ranking woman, co-founder of the Neoconservative Center for a New American Security, War of Terror backer Michelle Flourney is expected to be named as Joe Biden and Kamala Harris administration's new Secretary of Defense. According to Bloomberg News, on Sunday, 22nd of November, Tony Blinken, longtime Biden foreign policy advisor, is expected to be named as the new Secretary of State. Blinken and Flourney and Joe Biden backed all U.S. new millennium preemptive wars on non-belligerent nations threatening no one. Perpetual war on a phony pretext of supporting world peace and stability appears to be taking shape as one of the centerpieces of the presumptive Biden-Harris administration's geopolitical agenda. Wars by other means against China, Russia, Iran, Venezuela, Cuba, North Korea, and other nations unwilling to subordinate their sovereign rights to U.S. interests are also likely to continue endlessly. Blinken and Flourney co-founded political strategy firm West Exec. Blinken was Vice President Biden's national security advisor from 2009 to 2013. He was Barack Obama and Joe Biden's deputy national security advisor from 2013 to 2015. From 2015 to 2017, he was deputy secretary of state. Time and again, he argued for tough diplomacy. If unable to achieve compliance with U.S. demands, he said military action is possible. An advocate of American exceptionalism, the indispensable nation, he said the following weeks earlier. On leadership, whether we like it or not, the world just doesn't organize itself. The U.S. always played a lead role in doing a lot of that organizing, helping to write the rules, to shape the norms and animate the institutions that govern relations among nations. Blinken said, when we're not engaged, when we don't lead, then one or two things is likely to happen. He added, either some other country tries to take our place, but probably not in a way that advances our interests or our values, or no one does. And then you get chaos or a vacuum filled by bad things before it's filled by good things. Either way, that's bad for us. Before the election, Tony Blinken said if Biden is elected, the first thing we have to dig out from a strategic deficit that Donald Trump has put us in, adding the incumbent helped China advance its own key strategic goals. A democratic administration will step up Taiwan's defensive capabilities. We need to focus on readiness for whatever may come. On U.S. relations with the Israeli regime, he said Biden-Harris administration would not tie military assistance to Israel to any political decisions that it make, period, full stop. Support for its apartheid rule, occupation and theft of Palestinian land, along with cross-border hostilities, will continue unchanged. Last summer, Tony Blinken and Joe Biden, if elected, will use the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, as a platform to try to build a stronger and longer deal working with US partners, adding, the E3 countries and Brussels are likely to join us in trying to curb other actions by Iran that we find objectionable. Biden advisor Jake Sullivan called it impractical to think that the United States will provide significant sanctions relief without assurances that Iran will immediately begin negotiations on a follow-up to JCPOA agreement that at least extends the timelines of the deal and addresses issues of verification and intercontinental ballistic missiles. According to Bloomberg, is expected to be named presumptive Biden-Harris administration national security advisor. Linda Thomas-Greenfield reportedly will be named United Nations envoy. She and Tony Blinken were involved in earlier JCPOA negotiations that produced the landmark agreement. Now it appears they want it hardened, notably to include restrictions on Iran's legitimate missile program. Under the United Nations Charter and other international law, the right of self-defense is inviolable. Iran's military, Iranian missiles and other weapons development are solely for defenses purposes only. The country is the region's leading proponent of peace, stability, and cooperation with other nations. Its anti-war geopolitical agenda stands up in sharp contrast to that of the United States, NATO, and the Israeli regime. Hardline U.S. policies towards Iran are expected to continue at least largely unchanged if the Biden-Harris administration succeeds that of Donald Trump. In public remarks and opinion editorials, Antony Blinken supports the Russiagate hoax, earlier saying Trump's collusion with Russia's plans is really striking. Blinken claimed, Putin managed to sow doubt about our electoral system. He managed to help defeat the candidate that he despised, Hillary Clinton. He managed to get the first national security advisor, John Bolton, fired. He added, "Every step along the way, either knowingly or not, wittingly or not, Donald Trump has aided and abetted this effort by delegitimizing our institutions and our leaders." Whenever hostile claims are made about Russia and other independent nations on the US target list for regime change, supportive evidence is absent, rendering them baseless.